Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
My name is Paul Jukes. I am 32 years old. Today is May 2nd, 2013 in St. George, Utah, and I'm here interviewing with Jordan Rapp as a participant of the Ironman St. George 70.3. As a first-time age grouper.
And I'm Jordan Rapp, also age 32. It's still May 2nd, 2013. We're still in St. George, Utah, and I am also racing the Ironman 70.3 in St. George with Paul, only this is probably my 15th, maybe 20th half Ironman, and I do this full-time as a professional.
Great. So Jordan, we... I've really been interested as we followed you. I don't know if you remember a while back, when it was a full distance race here as an Ironman, I contacted you and was really excited to have, you know, Jordan Rapp, the Rapp star, come participate and see what the course was all about, because it was such an epic full distance race. And ever since then, we've just, you know, I followed you, wanted to get to know your story. So I just kind of want to dig in and learn more about what drove you as you started triathlon, and why you performed so well, maybe up front, natural abilities and stuff like that, that you had, you know, kind of motivations. What were they and how was that?
Well, I certainly don't think I came to triathlon in a typical fashion, although I guess it is a new enough sport that there isn't maybe a really typical sort of story that leads someone into triathlon. Well, I think that there's becoming one, the guy, you know, the high school swimmer and runner who then, you know, learns to bike. And I think that's sort of the typical story. I think I'm probably maybe the last of a sort of generation of professionals that, you know, is successful, that sort of came to this sport via a different path. I think, you know, in 10 years, probably I would not be able to do what I had done in terms of coming in and being successful and making a living and winning races. I was not a swimmer, a biker, or a runner by training. I grew up doing team sports. I played football, squash, and lacrosse in high school. So there was obviously some running component to all of those, but I was actually a goaltender in lacrosse so that I could avoid running because I disliked it so much. And then I went to college and sort of through circumstance was looking for a sport to do. I had hoped to continue playing lacrosse, but was not able to. Wasn't quite at that level. I thought I might have been. I think I just sort of barely missed out. And so I thought, well, I'd always done sports. It was in a large way part of how I sort of defined myself. And I think a lot of it was, you know, how I stayed sane as well, you know, needing to be active. And rowing is still one of those sports, a little bit like triathlon, and certainly it was a lot more. 10 years ago, it was one of those sports where they sort of welcome all comers. If you're willing to come and work hard, you can be a rower. And I think that I gravitated to that. I gravitated to the objective nature of sort of this, you know, hard work gets rewarded instead of a little bit of that sense of does the coach think you're good or bad and that sort of thing. And I discovered, I would say, endurance sports, and I discovered that I had a knack for it. Although at the time, I think it was like a lot of folks. I thought, oh, you know, it's because I train all year round, and I found a good summer club, and I was very committed to it. And I think that I attributed a lot of my success as a rower to that. And I think, you know, now looking back in retrospect, I obviously had a little bit of a genetic knack for endurance sports and that, you know, I think I was probably harder on some of my teammates in college than I should have been. And I think they probably were working a lot harder. And I thought, well, you know, how is it that like, I haven't been doing this long. How can I be so good? It must be because you know, I'm working hard and you're not. You know, I think that, you know, when you're in college, you tend to see things in that sort of very black and white sense.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.